BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Islamic State fighters are reported to have seized control of the last government-held airbase in the northern Syrian province of Raqqa. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a UK-based monitoring group, said the fighters were now in full control of the Tabqa airfield. Sebastian Usher reports.
The final battle for the airbase was fierce and lasted several days. The jihadist fighters are reported to have finally breached the defences of the base on Sunday, storming into it and killing the soldiers that remained. Casualties have been heavy on both sides. Syrian state media acknowledged the loss, saying that troops had evacuated the airbase. It's the last remaining government outpost in the province surrounding the Islamic State fighters' key stronghold, the city of Raqqa. They celebrated earlier victories over two other bases by displaying the severed heads of soldiers in the middle of the town.
An American journalist kidnapped nearly 2 years ago has been freed in Syria and handed over to the United Nations. Peter Theo Curtis was reportedly abducted in Turkey in 2012 while preparing to travel to Syria. Rajini Vaidyanathan reports.
Peter Theo Curtis from Massachusetts was held by militants from the Al-Nusra Front, an affiliate of Al-Qaeda, which is fighting the Syrian government and is now a rival of Islamic State. In a statement, the US Secretary of State John Kerry said he was relieved and grateful that Theo Curtis was coming home, but didn't divulge details about the release. He did say the US had worked with more than two dozen countries to get help from anyone who might have the tools or influence to secure his release or that of any American hostages in Syria.
Iranian news reports say an Israeli drone has been shot down near the nuclear site in Natanz in central Iran. A statement from Iran's Revolutionary Guards said the drone was downed by an anti-aircraft missile before it could reach the airspace above the uranium enrichment facility, but it didn't say when this took place. The Democratic Republic of Congo has confirmed an outbreak of Ebola in the north of the country. The Congolese health minister said two people who died in a fever outbreak in the province of Equateur earlier this month have tested positive for the virus. The World Health Organization had previously said the disease was not Ebola. Maud Julian reports from Kinshasa.
The DR Congo's health minister, Felix Numbi, told the BBC two out of eight samples that were examined over the weekend in a laboratory in the capital Kinshasa tested positive. He said the virus was not likely to have been imported, as the people infected had not left their remote village in the Equator province, nor had they been in contact with anyone from West Africa. The health minister said that one of the two cases identified was a woman whose husband was a bushmeat hunter. Hunting bushmeat has been identified as a critical factor in the spread of Ebola.
World News from the BBC. A state of emergency is in force north of San Francisco after the strongest earthquake to hit Northern California in 25 years caused significant damage. About 90 people were injured in the overnight quake. Emergency services are grappling with damaged buildings, roads and bridges, as well as fires and burst water and gas mains. The magnitude 6 quake struck the Napa wine-producing area about 65 kilometres northeast of San Francisco. A state of emergency is... I beg your pardon, my computer has now stopped doing what it should be doing, and... hold on, just bear with me. Three separate shootings in the American city of Los Angeles have left three people dead and two others injured. The shootings all happened within an hour. The police said they may be related. A police spokesman said a woman was killed early on Sunday morning. She said 45 minutes later, police responded to a call and found a man dead at the scene. 10 minutes later, a third woman was shot in the head and died. Pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine have marched dozens of captured Ukrainian soldiers through the streets of their stronghold Donetsk. The incident took place on Ukraine's Independence Day. David Stern reports.
The separatists forced Ukrainian POWs through the center of Donetsk at bayonet point, the prisoners' hands tied behind their backs. The crowd shouted insults at them and called them fascists. The march, a violation of conventions governing the treatment of captured combatants, was carried out as a counterpoint to Ukraine's Independence Day events in Kiev. Hundreds of troops, some destined to leave for the front, stood at attention as heavy military hardware drove down the capital's main street.
And British actor and film director Richard Attenborough has died at the age of 90. He began his career in the theatre, but soon moved to films. BBC News.